This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Right now it's time to go around the entire NFL and do a chupacabra splash into some gridiron gravy.
And we start with discussions of suspensions. Now, first on the docket is the NFL has suspended Malik McDowell for two games. Do you remember why Malik McDowell is notable?
The Cowboys had interest in him trade-wise. Was it trade-wise or free agency?
You can have him for whatever you want because he got cut by the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. He was the second round pick who got hurt in the ATV accident and then never played, and they got tired of waiting for him. Well, in the meantime, he also got arrested. And so he has now been suspended by two games for the league, which you have to think is always bad for a player that doesn't have a team to begin with, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I know nobody wants you now, but we're also going to suspend you for two games. We'll get back to more about a player kind of like that in a second. Then there's Richie Incognito, who has been suspended, astonishingly, only two games.
How many times has he been suspended?
Ooh, that is a good question. He's faced multiple run-ins with the law since he last played for the Bills in 2017. In the meantime, he's responsible for one of my favorite sentences in the history of journalism. He put a fist-sized hole in his grandmother's wall after punching it, which that checks out. That makes sense. And then also, he threatened to shoot people at the funeral home because they wouldn't let him see his dad. Because what he wanted to do was go in there, and this is all true, cut his dad's head off and take it back to his lab so he could do his own scientific investigation on his father, who was deceased. He was going to chop his head off and take it back to his lab. He is going to be in the NFL, and, Corey.
Yeah, and?
I mean, they'd let Dexter do it, so.
That is a fictitious character who turned into a lumberjack.
But is it not based on a true story?
I don't believe. Most
things are based on a true story.
What is that based on? True story?
Most things.
Okay. Now let's talk about Rolando McClain. Rolando McClain received an indefinite suspension December 2nd, 2016. He wants to come back to the NFL. He hasn't played since 2015. But
hasn't played in 4 years.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, huh? For him to first come back, where would he go? Do you know where he would go as of right now?
The Cowboys.
Because after 2015, the Cowboys signed him to a one-year, $5 million deal. He did not play at all in 2016 and then was suspended. So because of that, the Cowboys still technically hold his rights.
Wow.
Now, do you think the Cowboys would really want to pay him $5 million? That seems unlikely. So if he were to get reinstated, they would probably release him immediately. But I'm just saying, they still own his rights.
Jerry loves him, though. Jerry loves him a lot, dude.
Yeah.
What if depth at linebacker.
God.
How is he in shape for it, you know?
I mean, Sean Lee's a backup now.
How would he be in shape for it? I can't see it happening.
Nope.
But, man, he was a playmaker when he was here, Kevin.
Yeah.
But you have two really good playmakers right now. And gosh, that dude was a physical linebacker.
And what does that say about,
you have some physical linebackers here right now.
Yes.
But, gosh, he could really play.
What are you doing right now?
I'm trying to talk myself out of it, Kevin, but I just don't know if I can. I want it back!
He hasn't played in, 4 years.
Yeah, but sometimes you just want that old thing back.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like we're talking about something completely, completely different. Right? All right. let's stick with the Cowboys. So Lyle Collins, who I think this is his last year with the organization, he, however, said, quote, "I would love to stay in Dallas my entire career. I love the Cowboys. I love Mr. Jones. I love the Jones family. I love everything about the whole organization and what they've done for me as a person and as a player.
But
for me, it's just all about going out there and taking it one day at a time, proving myself, proving my worth, showing them that I want to be here by what I do and now what I say.
But I'm waiting for the moment where he's like, but this is a business.
Nope.
All right, good. And then go out there and do it. And I mean, that the saying that is great. And putting it out there in the world means that you are committed to it now,
sure.
Right? And I think he's grown as a player a little bit, but I did see a little regression. But I mean, let him play it out and let's see what happens. He's a big dude. I always liked him more at guard coming out of LSU than I did at tackle. And I would have loved to have seen a Zach Martin swap there, but you know, it doesn't make sense to do that. So, you know, let's hope for the best and hope that the difference this year is Travis Frederick under center or as center.
Now, since we're talking about offensive linemen, did you know that there is an offensive lineman summit? So
is it at like the Golden Corral?
I don't believe so, although I don't have the information to rule that out.
All they do is just sit there and add.
Huh?
Summit.
Oh.
Wow.
No.
That was oddly bad, but somewhat good.
No.
It's a math joke, Kevin.
Not, I know. It didn't add up.
Remember right. Pop It?
So, what?
Remember the Pop It game? Bop It? Bop It.
Yes.
Like Summit. Matt.
No.
Math.
Stop it.
When you have to break it down,
yep,
you are wrong.
You guys.
So a few years ago, Broncos linebacker Von Miller started a pass rushing summit.
That joke caused division.
So, I'm getting madder and madder exponentially as we go on. Damn it, I'm doing it too. They're going to subtract this show from the lineup. Be ready for that. Now.
But it'd be for multiple offenses.
Oh, my God. I'm going to stab myself in the head with this pen.
And the one common denominator of all these stupid jokes.
You're all math holes. All right. So to counteract this.
Only a fraction of us.
I think we've all played our parts equally in this.
I'm going to keep trying. Lane Johnson, Mitchell Schwartz, don't look at me, Taron Armstead, and 50 other current and future offensive linemen are getting together to have their own offensive lineman summit. I'm just going to move to the next story.
Do you think that summit is greater than or less than or equal to the defensive lineman summit?
I hate my life so much right now. God, now I have to change stories because I can't do this next story because y'all will be making math jokes in the middle of it.
Math jokes. We're dumb.
All right. I guess we're... and I'm not going to do the story that's about math. Damn it! All right. So let's go, I guess, to the story about Pat Mahomes. So Pat Mahomes clearly heard the challenge from Odell Beckham Jr., who threw it 80 yards. So did you see the Pat Mahomes video from today?
No, is there a Pat Mahomes video?
He stood on the actual football field and threw a football out of the stadium.
What?
Yes.
I gotta watch this.
Now,
video.
Keep in mind, he's standing, like, towards the back of the stadium, but still... He threw the ball out of the stadium.
I'm looking this up
right now.
It is quite astonishing.
What happened? What just happened? Somehow I ended up going to a different place. I'm trying to find this video, Kevin, because I want to see. So Michael Vick had that commercial, right, a long time ago where he threw the football out of the stadium off of one knee. But it was like, that was a commercial, right? All right, so here's the video. Lots of helicopter sound.
This is live coverage of Corey watching something on his phone.
Standing at the back in shorts and throws it over the Chiefs. No, he didn't just throw it out of the stadium, Kevin. He threw it over the Chiefs, like, sign yep. at Arrowhead.
Yep.
And it landed on the other side of that thing, dude. That is amazing.
It's so fun. Once again, Pat Mahomes remains my number one seed in the inevitable throw off.
You think it's because he instead of doing what Odell Beckham did, he was scared to throw it and not get as far as Beckham got?
No, he was afraid if he did that, it would launch into the atmosphere and knock down a jet or something like that. Man, what a weird way that was for him to wind up. All right, hold the jokes for just one second. So Ted Rath, who you remember, he's the strength and conditioning coach for the Rams, but he's really best known for being the hype-up coach for Sean McVay. Mm-hmm. You remember he was accused of sexual battery several months ago. He was found not guilty of that. So we bring it up when they get charged. Absolutely want to bring it up when they do not get charged. I promise you I do have a story that is based almost entirely around math that I'm now regretting. We'll get to in a second.
Stop being so negative.
I'm positive. I hate this segment.
Yeah, you're being real irrational.
Come on.
Calculus.
We're doing math deep cuts here? God, I thought I was going to stick to like these basic things. And now it's like somebody's going to make an integer joke and I'm going to break a computer.
No, I think I'll stop. It feels like you're reaching your limit.
Let's talk about Darius Geis. So Darius Geis was drafted by the Washington Redskins. Missed all last year, had a torn ACL in the preseason. Well, haven't even gotten to training camp yet. Word is that he'll miss at least some, if not most, of training camp with a hamstring injury.
Oh, dear.
I mean, that's somebody who you would probably want to be in training camp since this is only their second year and they haven't actually played yet. So just keep an eye on that storyline.
Nobody gets for kind of coming out and saying, hey, they asked me some weird questions. And then it's like, no, hold on, never mind. Nobody ever asked me any of those questions.
Yes, he just lied. Oh, wow. Okay. So you told me earlier, I know this is gridiron, but you told me earlier about Mike Trout hitting the home run on Tyler Skaggs night.
The thing.
Okay, you can still. I also threw a no-hitter tonight.
Holy crap. Holy crap.
So we will dive more into that in one more thing, but that is pretty amazing. Now check this out. The Green Bay Packers, you know, they're a public company, so they release their financials. Their profit was down an astonishing 98% from last year.
That seems like a lot.
It does.
Down?
Down.
Wow.
So, one of the reasons, well, they haven't been winning as much, so that's going to affect things. And then also the massive Aaron Rodgers contract extension. How much profit did they make last year? $34.1 million. This year, their profit, $700,000. 2 years ago, their profit was $75 million.
Talk about inequalities.
In the span of 2 years, their profit has gone from $75 million to $700,000. Their expenses rose by $57 million, in part because of all of the money that they gave to Aaron Rodgers. So that one of their spokespeople just said, we were a little bit more aggressive than we've been in a number of years. So, I mean, but that is alarming. Like, I know you still made a profit, but you went from $75 million to $34 million to $700,000. That is a horrible, horrible trend for a business.
Is that the transitive property right there?
Stop it!
Wow!
If this equals this, then this equals that, right? Like, that, they were looking at everything completely wrong.
That is not the transitive property.
Man, you're being real acute about this.
Would you prefer I be obtuse?
Actually, no. Let's stick with acute.
Okay, you're right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.